This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wake up.
KLUCFM and HD1 Las Vegas. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning.
Always makes me feel good.
98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Hang on, let me go find the article because it was... Yeah. Oh, no, not 5 billion, a billion. Still.
Well, still.
That's plenty. According to a company called Apex Marketing, that's the value of the publicity that T-Sweezy.
Oh.
T-Swizzle.
Okay. I haven't heard that yet.
I just made it up.
Love it.
I don't think so. I heard it somewhere else. But anyway, that's the value of the publicity that she brings to the NFL. If you were a brand and you wanted to go buy media for your product or service, you'd have to spend this amount to garner this level of media exposure. So even when Taylor got booed at the Super Bowl, it's good for business.
Yeah.
Because at least they're talking about you.
That's insane. I believe it, though, 100%. But $1 billion, that's a lot of money. Good for her.
Yeah. And it's just them. It's this Apex Marketing very wisely getting their name in the news.
Definitely.
And they're just saying, well, this is probably what it would cost.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that the Swifties that don't know anything about football are going, see, she owns the NFL.
Uh-huh.
It's they're nothing without her.
Yeah, she is the NFL.
She is the NFL. Just like everything else.
Yeah.
And I can see where you would believe that. That's not how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? The NFL.
Of course.
If she and Travis Kelce break up and she goes away, nothing changes.
Yeah. Well, you know what, though? This is like on topic but off. I didn't realize how much football players get paid. I saw Jalen Hurts got like a $50 million, $500 million contract for like 5 years with the Eagles.
Yeah.
I had no idea it was that much money.
The good ones.
Yeah. I got it wrong, girls. Should have played football.
I thought you were going to say I should have been straight and gone after football.
I should have got a sugar daddy.
Should have got me a football.
God, player. Hate morals.
You know they love you. You've seen it.
I hate them.
Because she's little and she works out. And so they, man, I've seen it.
You know what's funny?
I've seen it. They sit up there in front of her. I've told this story. I haven't told it in a while. We went to Delilah. Michaela's wearing this gown that's got a little cutout on the side.
Uh-huh.
And she just turns and gives a little hip twitch. Just gives a little hip bump. The whole place just stopped.
Do you not remember the Super Bowl last year? Radio Row, LeVar Arrington, and all the NFL players, literally.
That, my friend, is the more relevant example. Thank you very much. At 5 a.m.,
they couldn't contain themselves.
Listen, God, I love when you compliment me. I'm telling you, I felt so cool, but also,
well,
they are.
No, so the, and here's what's great, because earlier in the week, all of the candidates were very attractive. All of the candidates for this position.
Oh, yeah.
And all in their own different way. And it started on day one with our buddy Jennifer Stalen, former Raiderette.
Oh, yeah.
She's, you know, she really, like, we kind of talked to her about the job and in the interview process. She was like, I really kind of want to be on camera. That's really what I want. And rightfully so.
Totally.
Right? You know what I mean?
That's yeah.
Those dudes, the ESPN guys, the DraftKings guys.
FanDuel, name them all.
FanDuel. But the Fox Sports Radio. And what's his name?
LeVar Arrington.
LeVar Arrington, who played in the league. Man, that dude. Okay, so the coffee is way over. If you're leaving the Fox Sports booth, their thing. We just had a little table kind of out in the middle.
Yeah.
But if you're going to, if you're going to go get coffee or go to the bathroom, the Fox Sports guys can either go straight or to the right, or kind of angle off to the right.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no need to go to the left to go by where we are.
$49 million deal, Michaela. Interested? He signed it. The LeVar previous contract 49. He's gotten. 2006, he got that. I'm sure all of it's not there now, but still.
Yeah, back in the day, $49 million.
Yeah, my plate's full. I can't entertain one more person this week.
I got enough. This is it. I'm off.
Exhausted.
Couldn't eat another bite.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
My sister Abby, this is Sarah in the Southwest. Sarah, no H in the Southwest.
Cool.
My sister Abby is going crazy for my niece's 6th birthday party. Abby's a single mom. Her daughter's an only child. She wants her to have the best birthday ever. So Abby started a Kickstarter campaign. Abby would like her daughter to have a huge blowout princess party. But Abby only has a part-time job. So in order for this to happen, Abby is begging for money online.
Mm-hmm.
That's not nice. Is it? I mean, she's not wrong.
Well.
She's not wrong.
She's not right because I thought it was a GoFundMe, but Kickstarter is different. It is different. It makes a difference. Because
how?
Because Kickstarter is specifically for, like, if you want to make an album, if you want to make a music video. Like, it's like, I need money, but it's
not
like
a charity thing.
Yeah.
It's an endeavor, in theory.
Totally.
Although,
like,
a party
if this
is
were a GoFundMe.
For me, you're splitting hairs. For me, you're splitting hairs. You're still begging for money. It's just, you're just putting a difference on what it is. Even on a GoFundMe. On a GoFundMe, you're doing it to achieve a goal.
I think a
I do want to argue about this a little bit.
Yeah, I think a GoFundMe is charitable. Like, if you need it for hospital or whatever, if it were a birthday party, I'd be like, totally not cool. A GoFundMe isn't for that. A Kickstarter, though, it is. I know a lot of bands.
For a birthday party?
Yeah, if she wants to do a birthday party.
You're still just donating and you're not getting anything back.
Yeah, but I think that if like her aunts or her uncles or people are like, here's $50 towards the party, big whoop.
Can we stipulate right now, just so we can move the story on, that we disagree on this, that it's just a difference in names?
Sure.
For me, it's just a difference in names.
Yeah.
You're still just begging. You're begging. She and for Sarah, you're begging for money online. Now, I realize that saying begging for money sounds harsh, but at the end of the day.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't agree.
Fine.
Yeah.
You can be wrong all you want.
Thank you.
Come on, you know that's my favorite answer.
I
don't care that much. Well, no, I kind of do, because that's really the point to this. So Abby only has a part-time job, and so Sarah continues. In order for this to happen, Abby is begging for money online. I don't like this idea one bit. If you can't afford it, you can't afford it. We can have a great party without it being a blowout. My niece won't know the difference. She's 6. And my sister doesn't have to beg for money. She doubles down on it. Maybe that's why I enjoy it, because it makes me giggle. So what's next? OnlyFans? So she can get into cheer or dance?
What?
Well, I
literally hate this whole story now.
702-364-9890. Would you like to go see Paige DeSorbo and Hannah Berner, Giggly Squad, live, Club Giggly, Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan next Saturday night? Would you like to go for free? It's going to be a good time.
Oh, yeah.
You'd best be caller number 25 right now at 702-364-9898.
with the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
For the record, you guys, our phones are being weird again. So it was wild. So if you're having trouble getting through, just hang with us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, sorry, dude.
And not for nothing, our chief engineer, who's been here longer than I have, and is one of the best in the, you know, truly.
Yeah.
One of the absolute best in the business. They fly them all over the country to help fix other people's radio stations and put them together and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. We were in here for 45 minutes yesterday just venting. He's at his wit's end.
Yeah.
So he's trying to. Mm-hmm. So. All right. So who did finally get through?
We got Amanda Nicholson from Chills.
Right on. Oh, from Centennial Hills?
Yes.
Chills?
Oh.
I tried to.
Okay.
I thought you were one of those that were against me on Chills.
Feeling frisky today.
Starting to grow on you?
Yeah.
I like it.
So, Amanda, Sarah.
Yes.
Sarah is a sister. Her sister Abby's going nuts for Sarah's niece's 6th birthday party. Abby's a single mom, daughter's an only child. She wants to do a big blowout princess party. Abby's only got a part-time job, so she started a Kickstarter. Sarah don't like it at all. How do you feel about it?
Well, I don't think it's, like, bad to do the Kickstarter, but I think it's ridiculous. I think we're getting all crazy. The party's not for the girl. It's for the mom. Like, you can do things on a dime, you know what I mean? Like, you can go and make a cool princess party, and it doesn't have to cost $1 million.
Agreed. Where's that fantastic accent from? Have I asked you this before?
maybe. I'm from Buffalo, New York.
Really?
Hey.
That's cool.
Yes.
I like that. Yeah.
Go Bills.
Go Bills.
And I thought you were going to make it to the Super Bowl this year. You guys were kicked.
Oh, my God. You have no idea. It was so sad.
I know. Hey, you should have. Would have done better than... And Chiefs did.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
1,000%. 1,000%.
Just saying.
But yeah, I just think it's crazy. We're getting crazy with the birthday parties. She's 6. As long as she feels special and like a princess, it doesn't matter. I think it's about the mom. And I know she wants to do something nice for her kid. And that's cool. But like, it doesn't always have to be glitz and glamour. It could be like it's surrounded by love instead.
Yeah. We have forgotten the honor and the joy of struggling a little bit.
We always expect
somebody to bail us out now. And there's something to be said for having to, you know, keep digging, to dig that ditch one shovel at a time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then when you finish, feels pretty good.
Yeah.
No, I'm
Why are you judging me?
No, I'm not judging you at all. I just like you're 100% right. And it's just social media, man.
Yeah.
She probably entered a birthday party ideas on Instagram, and then now she's seeing the glitz and glamours of all these birthday parties around the world, and now she's like, I got to do something because I care.
And only because I'm rubbing my hands together devilishly, fiendishly. Yeah. That's the word. Sorry, it's early. Only because I'm pretty sure she's going to agree with me. So, in this case, is Abby begging for money by having a Kickstarter? I'm asking Amanda.
Oh, you were looking at me.
I don't even know how you feel. No, I'm looking at you.
Because, I know. I thought it was a cue.
Because I'm ready for her to agree with me.
Oh, got
it. I'm going to laugh so hard, and then I'm going to hit the button.
Okay.
I agree with you, Chet. Sorry.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Sometimes they got to start out a little rough from to turn out great. That's how it works with the good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Brought to you by Mike Lee Minden Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store. A missing cat named Sunny Lou showed up after she spent 3 weeks stuck in a sofa. Okay? The family moved from Washington State to Colorado, right? The movers show up. She flips out, crawls into the sofa, gets stuck, doesn't cry out because... she hears the movers. Yeah, I mean, this is kind of... Have you ever had cats?
No, I'm allergic.
Well, this is how they roll.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So she wouldn't cry because she'd be freaked out because she'd know, stay quiet, but she's stuck in the sofa, right?
Mm-hmm.
Finally, 3 weeks later, they're in Colorado, and then now she's like, oh, I smell my family again, or I hear me. So then she cries out, and they're like, oh my God, she's in the sofa.
Oh my God, resilient.
They had thought she was gone forever.
Yeah.
They thought she snuck out and ran away or whatever. She's hungry. She's dehydrated. She's fine. You know,
wow.
Get some food, get some water, and she's good. They were super emotional when they found her, as you might imagine. And
yeah,
she's,
of course.
Yeah, and there she is in the new home.
She lived for 3 weeks suffocated in that sofa.
Ah, amazing. All the customers at a Cracker Barrel in Flagstaff sang happy birthday to an 89-year-old Army vet with Alzheimer's and made him cry.
Aww.
Cracker Barrel commented on TikTok, said, so much love in one room. It's awesome.
So sweet.
And everybody's got a... How did you and Lisa meet?
At a gig. She was DJing. I was singing.
I was at a charity event. Shocking. St. Baldrick's. And everybody was driving hard to the hoop on the redhead in the room. And everybody kept telling me I should go talk to my wife. And I said, no, I'm not going to talk. Look at every guy going over there trying to hit on her.
Yeah.
I'm not going over there. And we ended up talking. And we've been together ever since.
I love it.
A guy in China hit a woman with his car. She was on her e-bike. He slammed into her in December of 2023. He broke her collarbone. He felt so bad about it that he visited her every day in the hospital.
God.
And they fell in love.
Well, that's the least she deserves, getting her collarbone broken.
They got married earlier this month. They've got a baby on the way.
So cute.
But that good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
The Champion Cat Show.
What do you think Tayo Cruz is doing right now?
Sleeping.
Besides,
a solid answer.
I have no idea.
Not on the East Coast. It's 10 o'clock. No, sleeping. Probably.
Sleeping. I don't know.
He didn't make enough money off that one record to go, you know what I mean?
Totally.
To live a life of luxury.
I know. Maybe at a gig last night till late.
You think?
Still hustling that single, baby.
I can't tell you one time that I've heard of Tayo Cruz being out doing... Are we all?
If there's any indication on his Instagram, it might be a rebrand because he does have 104,000 followers, but there's no posts and there's no Avi picture, which means something's coming.
That ain't him. He's 44 years old. He's British. I didn't expect that. I don't know why I thought that.
Mm-mm.
So it's really? Middle of the afternoon in London, Michaela.
Maybe he's having tea. Passed by Big Ben.
You're not going to help me at all on this one.
I don't know what to say.
You're not going
to
give me... I'm giving you
reasonable answers.
You're going to give me tea? I'm legitimately wondering... This is what I do. I fixate on people like Tayo Cruz.
Okay.
It's a big record. Ten years later, we're still playing that record. Well, was it 2008? No. So nearly 20 years later, he had two hits. You'd Break Your Heart and Dynamite.
Yeah.
Never break your heart. Remember that song?
Oh, I love that song, actually. Yeah, dude, I don't know. Maybe I'm jaded because I knew so many singers that had good record deals that lost it and are doing regular things now.
This is what I'm saying. That's mm-hmm. what I'm wondering.
Yeah, well, I'm not trying to be a little smart, A. I'm just answering honestly.
Because you are. You're trying to be a little smarter.
I'm not.
She's throwing shade at her American Idol.
Man.
I know.
Padres.
I'm not, dude. You know,
she's being honest.
Yeah.
No, you know what? He did. He helped produce some stuff. Kind of producing, co-writing.
Oh, there's some money there.
Here and there. Yeah, so if he's got some publishing money, mm-hmm. if he's got some mailbox money coming in, maybe he is living the life of luxury.
Yeah, he might be all right.
Can you imagine?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And for 20 years, just going out, hey, so what do you do for a living? Well,
yeah.
Let me just play you.
This song.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, yeah, I love this song.
That was great.
Yeah.
God, how long ago was that?
Seriously. Yeah. Well, good for him.
That was the worst thing for me. At one point, I was out of work for a minute, early on in my career. I was out of work for a minute. Finally sucked it up, got tired of waiting for the next gig, And I went and I just took a job.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody had even looked at me sideways for 4 months, right?
Uh-huh.
The first day at this gig, it was retail. I'm not going to say any more.
No way.
The very first day. Hey, Chip Buchanan, what are you doing here? It was awful. I went in and cried.
Oh.
KLUCFM at HD1, Las Vegas. It's the Chip Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
Wake up. Chip Buchanan Show.
Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
98.5.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
And then I'm reasonably certain I didn't leave my apartment for 3 weeks.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, why you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Well, you know what? There's always a redemption story. Billy McFarland. Do you remember that name?
Yeah, why?
Billy McFarland, the founder of the original failed Firefest in 2017, has announced Firefest 2.
I read this
somewhere. Are you kidding me? Oh, are you using... Well, good. That's a freebie for Michaela's Hometown Throwdown in just a minute. I'm sure it's in there. I'm sure many people think I'm crazy for doing this again.
We do.
After years of reflection and now thoughtful planning... The new team and I have amazing plans. Well, you had amazing plans the first time,
sir.
The plans were not the problem.
Yeah.
It was the execution.
It was the bread and cheese you offered people when they landed for meals.
They, honest to God, 2,000 tickets went on sale Monday. Packages ranging from $1,400 up to $1.1 mil.
No.
If you pay the $1.1 mil, you get what you deserve.
1,000,000%. Do they sell any tickets, does it say?
I'll get to it. Hang on. 10% of profits. 10% of the profits will go towards the $26 million in restitution that McFarland owes. Oh, I'm here to tell you, any profits should go. If I'm one of those that is owed.
Oh, yeah. Ballsy move, my guy.
10%? What?
Yeah, dude.
Firefest 2, currently scheduled to take place May 30th through... June 2nd at Isla Mujeres in Mexico.
Oy.
The lineup has yet to be released. Are you...
Come on.
Is there any circumstance that you're buying Firefest 2 tickets?
Absolutely not. That Netflix documentary was so bad. He was doing so much shady stuff.
And so good.
Oh, so good drama-wise, but for him, horrible.
Oh, no, it was...
I would never trust him or a ticket sale. They haven't posted the lineup, so who are you going to see? You don't know, but expected to pay at least $1,400? No.
Bring Ja Rule back.
And as we know, I love Ja Rule, and no one else does.
I do.
Do you? Good.
Yeah.
Good. I love Ja Rule.
Oh, well, you guys enjoy that.
I know. I know. I usually just keep it quiet. Although, greatest love song of all time.
Where would I be without you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Baby girl, put it on me.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Greatest love song ever written.
Beautiful.
702-364-9898. Got to be honest. While Firefest 2 may be a touch sketch, I can tell you the P1 meetup this Sunday at the Vegas Thrill, that's rock solid, baby.
Yeah.
We'll give you 4 tickets. Vegas Thrill, Sunday at Lee's Family Forum. If you could take down our champion, who's a P1 D1 AF, I'll tell you what.
Uh-huh.
Been a P1 of this show, listens on purpose since day one. Wears the shirt proudly. In fact, actually made a request for he and his wife to get new shirts.
Yep, love it.
Said they've worn the other ones out.
Yep.
I said, absolutely, sir. Brooke Slater of Spring Valley is a 2-time champ on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Phones may or may not be sketchy. At 702-364-9898. Dialing right now. See what happens.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless.
Why?
Yeah. So if you can get through, man.
You've won your first challenge.
Yeah, try. Well, how do we... Wait, did you call the fish? Is that why he's on the phone?
I gave him a call, so I can call out.
We can call out, and that's fine. The story that I got from our chief engineer, who knows what he's talking about. He's good at this.
Oh, yeah.
One of the best. Honestly, if not the best. Was that you or did the phone hang?
Me.
Sound like the phone hanging out.
I know, right? It did. It was me.
Apparently, the system is easily overwhelmed. So I take it as a compliment when you can't get through.
Mm-hmm.
But try right now at 702-364-9898. Michaela's hometown throwdown may or may not be happening right after Billie Eilish.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Nothing, buddy?
Nope.
Nothing? None at all?
Technical difficulties?
No, darling.
The corporate overhead. Whatever we want to call it.
The overlords?
The overlords. Messing with the show.
Overloads? Hang on. I'm going to try.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. Yeah. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check
that's
the
my phone.
Dial again. Announcement for Welcome to Verizon Wireless. Your call cannot be
completed. All right, it sucks.
All right. Pain.
Whatever. It's freaking sweet.
Cool.
Yeah, love it. My camera doesn't work in here today either. What's going on in this joint?
What's happening with the electronics?
What's going on in this place?
That's why we need Radio Shack back.
Radio Shack.
In Circuit City.
Yes.
You can get them, yeah. Huh? All right, then. You want to play the game just for fun?
All right.
Hang on, let me...
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Whoa. Yeah, you know what? Because I think the pressure got late. You know what I mean? Adrian's got phone calls now.
Let's go, baby. Well,
here's what I was going to do. I was going to have you ask me the question. We were just going to play.
Hi. Well, now we don't have to.
But I think what happened is now some folks gave up, which allowed the other ones through.
Sure.
I'm telling you, they were like, no, it's very delicate, and it can be overloaded. Listen, very quickly.
Who am I to judge? I had therapy yesterday. I, too, am overstimulated. It's all good, babe. It's cool. Whatever. We get it.
Are you overstimulated? Is that what they told you?
Yeah, she did. She said you should take a rest. And I was like, yeah, I know, Rhonda. That's not what I'm paying you for. Give me better advice.
Jeez.
And I was like, you know what?
What?
I didn't say that out loud.
Uncross your arms.
I know.
And stop giving me the
attitude. I know. Got into a fight. Lisa was trying to be so loving yesterday. Got in a fight with her. Just felt like it.
Really?
Yeah. Wanted to.
Just felt like it.
Psycho. Yeah. She said, how can I help you today? Would you like a massage?
No. Got mad at her. I'd like to fight.
Yeah, I'd like to
fight. Then did you make up?
Yes.
Stop yelling
That's
at
what
them.
It really was. Yeah, stop yelling at me.
Psycho.
No, yell at me more. I don't get it. No, this is good.
Just take it, you guys, all right?
I love this.
Let me get it out.
I should have been a therapist. I really should have. I could have been a therapist.
Could you have?
I think so.
Yeah, no, yeah. That wasn't a... That I know. That yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. My tone is coming. I swear to God, I didn't mean
Stop
it like
being
that.
Such
you
such a
guys.
Bitch.
I know, dude. I swear to God. Could you? Just shut my mic off today. I'm not in the mood.
This is the greatest
Someone get Ron's on the phone and turn my mic off. Swear to God. Could you chat? Could you be a therapist? I know. Just shut up, Michaela. Little bitch. I get it. Can we play this game or what?
No, maybe. I don't know. What are we doing?
Maybe we got Jeremy from Cadence, I believe. Well, line two.
Yeah. Fishy, you still there?
Yeah, I'm over here dying. That comment was hilarious.
She's not the best, I'm telling you. She's the best. By the way, though, for everybody who's asked, and thank you so much, Kayla reached out yesterday. She's doing fine in Atlanta. She and her husband moved to Atlanta. I don't know all the particulars yet. They're living in like this high-rise condo.
It's so cool.
Did you see the picture?
Yes. She DM'd me. She's lovely. Aww. I got to say, she's one of the nicest human beings.
1,000,000%.
Sent me love about my stepmom because I know she dealt with something very similarly here.
With her mother.
And she's wonderful. The place looks beautiful. She's cool.
No, she's a good human.
Yes, she is.
She's one of the best humans ever.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, but she's, yeah, and I think she's a little lonely.
Yeah, oh. Yeah.
No, I'm going to call her today.
Yeah, give her a call.
It was just, she texted yesterday. All right, so, Fish is here. We're good. Right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And then who did you say was the other one?
Line two, we got Jeremy from Cadence.
All right. For now. Hi, Jeremy.
We're here.
Hi, buddy. Hey, man.
Wait, is this the first time we've had two guys competing?
It's Dude Show.
Oh, cool.
Everything's freaking sideways. I'm changing the music up.
Yes.
Yes. All dude throwdown.
Yeah. Freebird.
What'd you say?
Freebird.
Freebird. Oh my God, Freebird.
Freebird. Cadence. Cadence is in the middle of the pack on Michaela's hometown throwdown with 4 wins total. Thanks to Brooks the Fish, Spring Valley's climbing up the leaderboard. They've got 3 wins total, tied with Paradise, Santa Fe, Eastside, North Las Vegas. Spring Valley all with 3 wins each.
Hey, Chet.
Is that the noise you're supposed to make?
Before we start, can you do me a favor? Can you just say Summerfest over this music?
Summerfest.
Thank you. See you in the show.
Tickets are on sale now. You can buy the entire seat. You only need the edge.
Oh, my God.
It's Sunday.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Johnson. In a cage. Edge.
You into it or no?
Yeah, no, I'm just thinking about how feminine-driven my questions are and how this is definitely testosterone-heavy.
Even better.
And I'm thinking about all my questions.
Well, you want me? Okay, then.
We're ready. I'm ready.
Wait, do I go this way then instead?
No. 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 What is this?
Just, you know, nice.
Oh, just nice, nice,
it's like
guy?
Spring Meadow.
Oh, okay.
No. That's how therapy would be if you weren't just yelling at me all the time. Okay, that's how it should be.
Yelling this is at how I should be feeling.
Good night, everybody. Show's over.
You gotta go.
That's it. All right, let's play the game. Buzz in with your name. Make sure you wait until we call on you before you answer. First 1 to 3 is the winner. Your quiz master. Potentially medicated. I'm not sure.
I should be.
Definitely on edge, so I'd be careful how you answer these questions. It's the one and only Commissioner Michaela Gordon.
Bianca Sensory has decided to make it work with her husband.
What?
After she was practically nude on the red carpet.
What?
What is her husband's name?
Jeremy.
Yeah.
Jeremy.
Jeremy, barely.
Kanye.
What now?
It's Kanye?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
It is Kanye. Look at that, and the challenger.
I can guess myself.
Challenger, barely. No, we just couldn't. I couldn't understand what you said. Yeah, challenger goes up one zip.
This actress is saying being in her 40s is all about feeling free and sexy, and her mother, Goldie Hawn, would agree.
That's Brooks.
Kate Hudson.
Is that Kate Hudson? Sure is.
Yeah, dude.
Tied at 1.
She is more than just Keith Urban's wife. This A-list actress.
Brooks.
Jeremy. Nicole Kidman.
It is Nicole Kidman.
Way to go, dudes.
Yeah. No, everybody knows who Keith Urban is. Most men keep track of Nicole Kidman's movements.
Yeah, okay. No, I
know
heard
what
that.
I'm saying?
Yeah, no, that would make sense.
Mm-hmm. Champ is on the verge.
After a request, who is the current WWE champion?
Come on, man.
What?
Wow.
Oh.
Brooks, maybe, for the win.
Yeah, go for Cody Rhodes.
Is it Cody Rhodes for the win? By the way, you're totally guessing, right?
Absolutely.
Game over. Winner.
Let's go.
Winner.
Good guess, dude.
Matt Randy Savage or something. That's the last
Lizzo yesterday.
From Lizzo to Cody Rhodes, you've nailed it.
Yeah. Solid. Solid. You didn't know you were so good at this game. Nicely done, sir.
I did not.
Very well done. Jeremy, thank you for getting through. Thank you for hanging out. Thank you for playing the game.
I just wanted to see if I could get through. I didn't even want to really play, so.
Understood.
Listen, you rocked it, though, dude.
Sometimes we undertake different challenges. I get it.
Uh-huh.
No, yeah, I totally get it.
I just wanted to prove that somebody could get through. Hey.
Mission accomplished. You're already a winner today. You're already a winner today.
Yes.
All right, brother. We'll see you. Brooks, the Fish. I just want to call him Fishy all day long.
Yeah.
I realize it may be a little too inside baseball. That is Spring Valley's fourth win. That puts you into a tie with Enterprise, Cadence, and West Henderson. We're also giving you four tickets to our P1 meetup this Sunday afternoon. Vegas Thrill, Lee's Family Forum, professional volleyball, beers, Michaela singing the anthem, and a whole lot of fun. The match starts at 3. Michaela's going to be there at 1.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hearing that you guys are going to post out. It's going to be a really nice day.
Yeah.
You're going to post up outside.
Yeah, outside of Craggy Range. Uh-huh.
Craggy Range.
Yep.
Craggy Range.
Mm-hmm. And it will be there from 1 to 3.
Whatever it is, it's Craggy.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Can we pick up our shirts before then?
Man, you are one demanding champion, aren't you?
Yeah.
Let me see what I can work out. Yeah, let me see what I can work out.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Hang on one second. God, now I add that to the list. Look at our boy, Brooke Slater, Spring Valley, now a 3-time Woo! Champion on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
I was in a sheer dress.
Ordinary people, extraordinary lives. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Michaela, I think it's working.
Hello.
I'm not sure.
Anyone.
We got a Morgan on line one.
Hey.
That's it. That's all you got?
Hello.
Just, hi, Morg.
Hi.
Hi.
Have you ever, Morgan, have you ever heard my theory on Morgans?
Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm. And I'm right, aren't I?
Yeah, sure.
Seriously, Michaela.
Wait, do I know the theory?
I'm telling you right now.
Tell me.
Have you ever met a Morgan that wasn't hot?
No, actually.
You'll never meet a Morgan that's not hot.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
I'm just saying. 177 second survey starts right now. Morgan, is flirting cheating?
Yes. Well, it can lead to more if you let it.
Well, sure. Sure it can. Sure it can. Michaela, is flirting cheating?
Yes.
If it feels like 51% agree, but it's split right down the
yeah.
middle.
Mm-hmm.
Harmless flirting. Okay, let me ask you this. Let me ask the real question.
Okay.
Morgan, would you end a relationship over what some would call harmless flirting?
Yes, because I'm married, so if he were to flirt with somebody else, it would be an issue.
For me, and this makes sense to me, especially if it felt like the other person tried to hide it.
Yep.
Then yeah. If you're hiding it, you're bad.
Totally.
You know you're bad.
Yeah.
Oh, you're coming. Adrian hates this.
Mad already.
Adrian hates that side.
Living.
Hates this.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't consider it cheating. Not at all.
Yeah, and you wouldn't end the relationship and all that kind of stuff.
I would not.
Yeah. I just think it's disrespectful to your partner.
Sure.
A little harmless flirting.
Agreed.
Yeah, but if they're trying to hide it,
that's a different story.
Then they have other intentions.
Morgan, chatting with an ex over the line? Unless it's about kids. We all know.
Cheating?
Yeah. Yeah. We all know if you're talking about kids and you're talking about whatever.
Yeah.
But if you're talking about,
I say
remember when we went to Sedona?
Oh, reminiscing.
Don't give me that. Chatting with an ex.
No, an ex is an ex for a reason.
Yeah,
chatting with an ex is cheating.
Yeah, there are those who are like, no, I'm best friends with my ex. Well, good for you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm cool. I'm generally cool with everybody, but yeah, not. Michaela?
Yeah, no.
She's contemplating.
I don't think it's cheating. But I do think it's cheating if they're taking the time to reminisce.
Is it over the line? You know what I mean? If you cross the
line. I know it should be yes or no, but it's circumstantial to me.
I also know the question is, what do you mean by over the line?
Uh-huh.
But we all know what I.
Yeah, I feel like if it's reminiscing and doing inappropriate,
right.
1,000,000%.
Chatting, chit-chatting.
But if you're pals or, you know, I don't think it is.
Listen, and so I'm trying to put myself in this position.
Mm-hmm.
I know where my wife sat and how she feels. So if she goes, you know, she was married before too, back in the day.
Oh,
yeah, she married young. She was Miss Texas High Kick,
cutie star pie. Cheerleader,
all that kind of stuff. And he was the star quarterback. They married young, and they were too young, probably.
Yeah.
And, you know, and all that kind of stuff. If all of a sudden she said, hey, you know what? He called me out of the blue. We talked for about 15 minutes. We caught up. Great. I'll probably never talk to him again. I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
I want to get to the other stuff. It's the 10th anniversary of the dress, Morgan. The dress. Remember, is that stupid thing white and gold?
Oh, my God.
Or blue and black? Yeah. Do you remember? Do you remember? Was it white and gold or blue and black? Do you remember?
I want to say white and gold.
See, you've got the weird, you had the weird vision on it. It really was blue and black. Some people saw it as white and gold, and we fought over it like crazy. Somebody posted it on Tumblr,
so
asked
funny.
A question, then BuzzFeed picked it up, and it caught fire.
Went nuts!
The first real recorded episode of quote-unquote breaking the internet.
Yes.
That we all talked about it. You know what? I'm going to save the dog poop in the yard for tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'll save it for tomorrow. All right, good. Morgan, have fun at Mary J. Blige.
Have fun.
Thank you.
All right, then. Hang on 1 second. Good, we got through that. Relationship rehab coming up next. Daniel, who classifies himself as a P1AF, that means he listens to the show, really loves it. Daniel says, you guys were talking about, remember a couple of days ago, the guy had been basically GIC, gay in college.
Oh, yeah.
You guys were talking about this guy's college dating history and whether he needed to tell his new girlfriend about his experimentation or that he experimented. It's like you guys were reading my mind because I've been thinking about reaching out for a while. His friend Owen is dating a girl, Amanda. Names have been changed to protect the guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Owen is dating Amanda. Amanda, in college, had a really good time.
Yeah, go girl.
Owen knows nothing about it. Daniel thinks he might need to tell. Should he? We will discuss. We will also get you tickets for Big Time Rush. They're coming to town this summer, and we'll give you a shot at meet and greet passes. All of that coming up in just a minute. Hang on.
3, 2.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Man, welcome to Wednesday.
Yeah.
The 26th day of February. My God, this week feels like it's crawling. Just for me. Is anybody else feeling that? You guys feeling that? It's not going by quick for me. Not at all.
I don't because the weather's beautiful and today's also my Friday, so I'm good. But that's a unbiased look. But the weather's been gorgeous.
How do you figure? Where are you going? What are you
out
doing?
Of the country. I can say that even though it's Toronto and I'm terrified to fly into that airport because of what happened, but I'm going to Toronto.
Stop it. In fact, now is the perfect time to fly to Toronto. They ain't letting nothing happen there.
Yeah, really? That's a great point.
Look at you.
Positives.
Oh, no. That's...
Earlier today, Michaela said you should be a therapist, and, you know, she's right. Thank you, because I'm
I questioned it, babe. He said I should be a therapist,
and she goes, should you?
Yeah. It happened that way.
Yeah, you are taking tomorrow and Friday off as I check my calendar.
You're the last one to see it.
Did I approve that? I'm just kidding.
Did I say yes to that?
Did I say yes? When did I? Actually, you know what I said?
Our boss did.
Same thing I always say. What do I care, dude? Go do what you need to do.
Yeah.
Live your life. I support you.
Thank you.
What do you need? You need a ride to the airport? I got you.
No, it's okay.
When are you leaving?
I got the little Uber.
When are you going?
Flight takes off at 11:30 p.m. So you need
tonight?
To be asleep. Yeah. Leave tonight.
Oh, dang. I love a red eye.
Say hi to Drake for me. Who's it? People say that.
Bro, he's in Australia. Last night he did the show. He no-showed. He didn't show up until 11 p.m. over there. People were
pissed. Him and Madonna.
I was just going to say off. Madonna.
Him, Madonna, Lauryn Hill.
Lauryn Hill's the worst.
Old schoolers know.
And I love her.
And she's always been the worst.
Always.
She's never not been the worst.
And it's like, this is who I am. The end.
No, Madonna had a residency here at Caesars.
Yeah.
And one time she showed up late and she was like, the queen does it. And we were like... F you, lady. This is Las Vegas.
I know.
Don't come in here trying to talk about I'm changing the game and I'm.
I know.
You are not bigger than Las Vegas. Stop it. you show up on time or people will turn their back on you. Now, going into the, well, have a great Royal Rumble?
No, Summerfest Winter Edition. No, the Elimination Chamber. Gotta see what The Rock's up to, man. I gotta make sure.
Go subscribe to the Unlikely Pod on YouTube. See what Adrian's up to when he's not here.
Thank you.
Just pretty great. Ordinarily, I might hit a button number 8.
Parents, be advised that there is sexual content in today's show. It is definitely not for children.
Thank you, Dr. Phil.
Thank you,
Phil. The real Dr. Phil. But I think I can get around this. P1AF Daniel from Anthem. You guys are talking about this guy's college dating history. It's relationship rehab, by the way.
Yeah.
You guys are talking about this guy's college dating history and whether he needed to tell his new girlfriend that he experimented. It's like you were reading my mind. I've been thinking about reaching out for a while. My friend Owen, no relation. Owen's filling in for Adrian the next couple of days. Remember Owen was here last time Adrian left?
Yeah, dude, he killed it.
Could be a permanent spot soon. Just saying.
Stop it.
Just joking. Just joking. To be honest, I went and asked if we had budget for extra hours. He was going to try offer Owen some part-time whatever. Yeah, no.
They said our phones don't cheap. Work. Relax.
Yeah, they said we got to fix the phones first. Seriously. I'm kidding. My friend Owen, not the guy in the other room, started dating Amanda a few months ago. But I know something that Owen doesn't. Amanda got with every guy in sight in college 5 years ago. She used to say it out loud.
Yeah. I love it. I think that's what your 20s are for.
Yeah. She used to be with a different guy every week and was into some crazy weird stuff. I saw videos and heard lots of stories. Owen went to school in Arizona and knows nothing about this. It's a solid relationship by all appearances. Owen is talking like she might be the one. So do you guys think I should tell him what I know? I mean, is it possible to be a recovered
sex enthusiast?
No, yeah. Word makes me uncomfortable. I realize I know. Yeah. Thank you for helping me expand my boundaries.
You're welcome.
Here's what I love about Daniel. Who that is his real name. I didn't change that. I already know what Chet will say. I listen to the show. But I don't know if you're right this time, my dude.
Whoa.
Says Daniel and Anthem. Because he knows what I'm going to... You know what I'm going to say. I'll say it up front. Shut up.
Yeah.
It's none of your freaking business. Yeah. Shut up.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I say. And I say it every time. I'm consistent. Do you not agree that I'm consistent?
Very
here?
Consistent.
Very consistent in this.
Very consistent.
Shut up. I get yelled at a lot. It's the one thing I get yelled at for on this show. You're wrong. Tell Linusy. No. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. I am going to go on record right now. And by the way, am I also not consistent in going, okay, I'll make the joke. I disagree with you. It's okay if you're wrong. I make that joke every time.
Totally.
Okay, stupid.
Make that joke every time. Oh, stupid.
She picked up the snort. Now we both snort.
Oh my God, I always have.
Always been a snorter?
Yeah.
Me too.
Uh-huh. I don't know why either.
I like it.
I do too.
But I'm willing to listen. I'm willing to listen.
Yeah.
I just don't. I'll explain myself more.
Cool.
702-364-9898. We've got tickets for Big Time Rush. Man, we've made it through by the skin of our teeth all morning long. The phones have not worked right up until the moment where they do. And we've been, every time I've... No. Oh, I actually am getting through.
We're in.
Okay, well, if I can get through, that means you can get through.
Cool, call right now.
702-364-9898. Big Time Rush tickets. For the In Real Life Worldwide Tour at PH Live at Planet Hollywood, Saturday, August 30th, somebody You got a 1 in 5 shot of getting meet and greet passes, too.
Yeah.
702-364-9898. Go now!
정해 좋아하는 랜덤 게임 start!
Normal people, crazy lives.
It's my fave radio station.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Unbelievable. Where are we starting, Adrian?
We'll start with Carrie. Rehab. Line 2.
Yeah, yeah. So, Carrie, Daniel, P1AF Daniel from Anthem, says that his buddy is dating this girl. They started a few months ago. He knows that Amanda was adventurous in college. She had a good time in college. Owen doesn't know about that. His buddy doesn't know about that. And Daniel doesn't know whether he needs to tell his friend or not, which is also weird.
Period. Yes.
Say it. You say it. Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
Okay, fine.
You say it.
Diet Coke. I would just say I think it's weird that the friend.
Coke Zero.
We love those. Would say anything to the girl. Like, that's not his place.
It's bro code. First of all, it's bro code.
Yeah.
So, and you know, I am a. Look, shut up. Mm-hmm. Why do you need to tell?
Yeah.
You don't need to tell.
But at the very least, this is not your relationship, pal.
But just the other day, for the record, David, was that his name? Anyway, doesn't matter. But the guy was supposed to tell his new girlfriend about everything he did in college.
Yeah.
We said that he's supposed to tell her. I agree, it's different, right? Right, Carrie, it's different, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that if she's not going to tell them that if he's your friend, that you should tell him. I think you shouldn't know.
Why?
So,
why? To what end?
I say because, I don't know, for me, because I married my husband and we've known each other since we were 14, so we know everything about each other. So I just can't imagine being in a relationship that I didn't know someone's full past.
I get it.
Yeah, person. I hear that.
And by the way, good for you. My buddies, Kim and Ron, who are two of the best looking people you've ever met in your life, got married. They got together in fact, I'm pretty sure I was there when they first decided to start dating in junior high.
Oh my God, I love that.
They're still together now.
Dude, it's the best.
And they're still excruciatingly hot. They both still look like they're in high school.
And you're like built-in best friends.
I kind of hate them a little. No, so good for you.
Yeah, good for you, Carrie girl.
I see your point. I do see your point. Mm-hmm. I think you have a very unique perspective. So, hang on. Have fun at Big Time Rush. Okay. Fingers crossed
Thank
for the meet
you.
And
My
greets.
My son's going to be so excited.
Yes.
Right on.
Thank you.
Hang on 1 second. Marco.
Hi. Morning.
Are you telling or are you not telling?
No. I'm just keeping my mouth closed. It's like, that's like their own discussion to have at their own time kind of thing.
Makes my stomach hurt a little bit, too. That could be all the coffee. But
yeah, we haven't eaten today.
It's true.
He said, oh, no.
Did you have additional thoughts?
I do think that.
Thanks, Marco.
I obviously think that she should tell him. Listen, I have an interesting perspective.
Yeah, you think she should tell?
Yes. No. I don't think he should say anything. But listen, she has nothing to be ashamed of. She had fun in college. Say what you did. Who cares? It's not a big deal.
If it's
a big deal.
But who cares?
Get rid
it's
of
not
him.
A big. Let me, and I'm not trying to twist and you're throwing my own words back at me. No, I'm just going to use it.
No, tell me.
I'm just going to use it. You're right. Who cares? It's not a big deal. What she did in college does not matter. So why does he have to know? If he wants to think she's, I don't think she should be going around telling people that she's never been with anybody.
Yeah.
But why do the detail? Why do we have to know the details of everything? Why is that important?
I just feel like a lot
of
people
avoid
are like,
being embarrassed.
Hold up.
I just feel like I would like to know who Lisa has been with. Because, look, it's still, like, who I'm with. Like, she's with this guy. And essentially, I think you should just be honest. I don't think you should ever hide anything or not say anything. But I've always
been
like that.
Sometimes honesty You don't have to tell everything.
I just feel like when you don't give full honesty, it takes away people's free will to decide if they want to be with you or not. Maybe he's like, that's not the girl I wanted to be with.
What she doesn't, what Owen, what's his name? Owen, what Owen doesn't know doesn't hurt Amanda.
Yeah, I know.
Okay,
I don't
know. You had a point. Go.
So if you walk into a room and it's filled with former partners of your spouse, wouldn't you want to know that? Or wouldn't you not, like, that wouldn't make you feel embarrassed at all in any way? Because it's not a problem until it is, until you do walk into a room and you're like, oh, you've been with this person and that person. That would have been great to know, just to know that it might not matter in the situation, not like you treat anybody differently. And maybe I'm just speaking because of my ego, but personally for me, I would like to know what I'm walking into.
Yeah.
And I would give the same courtesy to my partner to be like, hey.
Okay, now, if you're okay, but if you do walk into that room, then maybe that's the time to divulge at that point. But why are you preemptively, can I just say this right now?
Yes.
How? I don't know why I had to preface it that way, but I did. Here's a part I don't understand. At what point do you sit down with your big book of secrets? Where does it start? Where does it end? You should sit down and have full honesty with these people. Okay, dating back how far? How much gets covered? What point do you sit down and have this conversation? And you guys are all full of it. None of you have ever done that.
I have. Lisa knows everything about me.
You sat down. Lisa, let's sit down. Here, get a little closer. Let's light a fire.
Yeah, kind of.
And then start, okay, let's go back to junior high. I met Jimmy. And then I decided it wasn't for me.
Yeah, I mean, the conversation didn't go like that. It comes very organically. And it even was in the beginning of our relationship. Like, how many partners have you been with? What do you like sexually? Like, those conversations just happen. And I'm very honest at all times. She was very honest with me. And it's not weird. It's like, this is what it is, was. I don't feel embarrassed or ashamed. Here it is. And then we just know everything.
I'm not embarrassed or ashamed. I'm just like, I know plenty about my wife, but I don't know all of it, and I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, that's also preference.
And by the way, she would tell me.
Yeah. Yeah, and some things don't matter. I just like...
Who's left? Yeah, who's left? No, I get...
Yeah.
All right, Vic, you know what? Brit Chick Vic is always...
Oh, we love her.
Yeah. I always... That's why I saw you were on the line, and I'm like, okay, let's see what she says.
Hello, Angel.
Hello. So, my take on this is... do not say anything, because who's to say it could have been rumors back in college that the girl was loosey-goosey. Oh, yeah, I was with her and I was with her. It could have been a rumor. And
he saw video.
Just keep it quiet.
He saw a video.
Okay, you saw a video. Okay,
you remember?
Well, no, I won't say anything.
She used to be with a different guy every week and was into some crazy, weird stuff. I saw videos and heard lots of stories.
Could have been AI'd.
You know what, though? To Brit Chick, okay, can I say this? I don't love telling this story, but when I did do the show, I grew up in Vegas. When I did American Idol and I came back home, there was a lot of rumors about me that I had slept with a lot of people. It was very embarrassing for me. Honestly, I was so embarrassed because that was the farthest thing from the truth.
Yeah.
And those rumors were really, really spread. I didn't feel like I needed to say anything, but it was not true. So to Brit Chick, Vic's point, even if he saw one video or two, doesn't mean she slept with all these people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Good point,
Story
Vic.
Grows. Story grows. That's how legends get made.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right.
Mm-hmm. Good one.
Thank you, Vicky. How are
you?
You're
welcome. Love you. Bye.
Yeah, we love you back. Are you doing good?
I'm doing fantastic.
Good.
I feel like Bridget Jones right now.
Why?
Do you? Why?
Have you seen a new movie?
No, but I saw the trailer and I want to see it.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm getting some. I'm good.
That's great. Yes.
I don't even know what happened at the end of
love
that.
Love it.
That's awesome. I love that. I love her. It's great. We love you. Hi, Christina.
Hi.
So, okay, should Daniel tell Owen that Amanda was adventurous, I think is a nice word.
Yeah.
In college. Christina.
Hello.
Yeah. I'm here. Okay, she went out. I was like, what happened?
No, it's okay. I just recap the story. Should Daniel tell Owen that Amanda was adventurous in college?
No, because if it was a real friend and you know about her, why don't Owen should just say something to her? And if she may, because you never know.
Daniel should say something to her? The friend should say something to her?
Yeah, because you never know. Owen might already know. And he just isn't blurting out about his girl.
Oh, wow.
Yes, the point is made. Wow. Oh, my God, smarty.
She could have already told him, hey, in college, so-and-so, this is what happened. I was a little crazy, you know, this is college. But Owen's not going to go out, hey, I know everything about my girlfriend.
Christina, you're a legend. That was such a good point.
And all of a sudden, you're all right back over on my side.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes. The thing is, no, don't tell him that's not your place in the relationship. But the thing is, if she really does care and love Owen, she would tell if that's what she wants to tell.
But to your point, she might have already, and nobody knows, and it wouldn't be Owen's business anyway.
I disagree.
Correct. Daniel's business.
Daniel, sorry.
It's not the best friend's business? It's not the best friend's business to make sure his man is good? Like, yo, you need to know the info. I feel like this is information that's pertinent to you. You don't think that's important?
I just think it's cool how Christina said that she might have already told Daniel.
Yeah.
And we don't know that.
Owen, Daniel's the friend. Owen's the boyfriend. Amanda's the girlfriend.
Yes. We don't know if Amanda hasn't already told Owen, which would make so much sense.
Correct. No, that's a bit of a mind blower.
Yeah.
And also, you don't know that you've got to be really careful if you're Daniel, the friend, because you don't know how Owen, the boyfriend, is going to take that. And if you and Amanda have been friendly, if Owen's going to think that you were one of the guys, if Owen's going to think that you're just trying to step in and break them up, all of these different reasons. This is why I just say, Shut up. Did you know about this? I knew what it was.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I hear you. I hear your perspective.
Listen, if you're being directly, now if it's present day, and Amanda's sleeping with everybody in town, then yes, Daniel should tell Owen. If this is five years ago in college, hell no. Shut up. None of your business.
That is a perspective. I see.
It's the correct perspective, sir.
That is a perspective.
I hate when people argue like that.
I know.
That's your opinion. Yes, it's my opinion. Of course it is.
Yeah. That's where I stand. Cool.
Listen, I'm just into everything
Christina said. My mind is still blown at the idea that she probably already told her man.
Listen, I'm banishing Adrian to Canada until Monday.
Awesome way to wake up.
Wake up with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
You're coming back Monday, right? Monday?
Yes, Monday.
You're banished. Until Monday. Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I can tell you with me out there.
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Yes, and welcome to Wednesday, the 26th of February. I am Chet. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez, 51-year-old guy in Hawaii. His name's Gordon Cordero. Got out of prison on Friday, 30 years behind bars for a crime that he didn't commit.
My God, I hate these stories.
Convicted of killing a guy in 1994 over a drug deal gone bad, he had always maintained his innocence. DNA evidence finally got him off the hook.
Love that.
One of the first things he does when he gets out, goes for a nice steak dinner, which is a little different than the prison food.
Yeah.
He said the craziest thing that he noticed in the 3 decades he'd been behind bars, and then now that he comes out,
yeah,
everybody's looking at their phone all the time.
Oh my God, the world's changed so much in 30 years. It's true.
He'd never seen cell phone zombies. Smartphones were not a thing in 1994. They didn't even have flip phones till 1996.
Yeah.
All he ever had was a beeper.
Yeah.
Okay, so you were doing the drug thing. Okay. No, we all had beeper. Honestly, we all had beeper.
Listen, I wanted a beeper so bad I wasn't old enough yet.
He told a reporter that he got his first cell phone as soon as he got out on Friday. He's not obsessed with it yet, but he can see what the appeal is. Mm-hmm. He always thinks it's just weird how messages are always flooding in. He goes, it keeps beeping. I didn't even know this many people had my number yet. So welcome to 2025.
Yeah, dude.
Better or worse? I don't know.
Worse.
I don't know.
He's like, I'd like to go back to prison, actually. There's maybe, an apocalypse out here.
Get this stupid thing to somebody. Set it on silent, bro. It's fine.
Ordinary people. Extraordinary lives. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
At first, I wasn't doing this story. Do you play Candy Crush? Do you play any games on your phone?
No.
I don't either. And you know why? Because I'm obsessive.
Addicted.
I am. I'm that guy.
A million percent.
I went through an Angry Birds deal.
I went through an Angry Birds deal and I have not touched another game since.
Did you play old school Snake on your phone? Some people play Snake.
Oh, when we had the forever. Nokia?
Minesweeper.
Yeah.
Old school Minesweeper, all that stuff. This lady in England got hooked on the game a number of years ago and couldn't stop playing. Talking about Candy Crush.
Oh, sure.
It was like a gateway drug. Then she started playing virtual slot machines, too. She realized something was wrong. She literally could not stop. And a therapist agreed with her. They took her doctor to court and sued him. A British court has agreed. Let me spell the whole thing out.
Yeah.
A few weeks before she started in on Candy Crush, she didn't play games on her phone before. She saw a doctor about restless leg syndrome. They put her on a medication called Ropinirole. Mm-hmm. It can help people with restless leg syndrome, but it also mimics the effects of dopamine.
Oh,
like when you work out,
sure.
or some of the drugs.
Yeah.
You know? One of the side effects is it can make you more impulsive. She says the doctor didn't warn her about it, and they put her on twice the normal dose. So the court ruled that the meds were the reason she got hooked on Candy Crush.
No way.
And she got $215,000 in damages.
Listen, I think the docs have to give you your side effects, but to blame playing Candy Crush, I know people not on that medication that are addicted to Candy Crush. I don't think that's a doctor's
fault. Did she stop going to work?
Yeah, Ben, what were you doing?
Did she just not leave her house?
But also, what tipped the judge over? They were like, you deserve this money, actually.
I think because that therapist agreed with her. I think because
they
said, well, and you're on the drug. Yeah, I don't know.
I think she paid the therapist off.
I don't know.
It's insane.
I don't know.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
The more you know before we go, I've mentioned this before. My wife is like Snow White when we go to the farm up in Washington.
I know. Oh, she feeds the deers and everything.
And the crows.
Yeah. Oh, and they're in love with her.
They're her buddies. They bring her presents. They also, so I feed them when she's not there.
Yeah.
And literally there's one, he'll stand on the railing looking in our laundry room like, bro, where are you?
Oh my God, that's funny. They're so smart.
Come on. Yeah. And the University of Washington, because there's a lot of crows in the Seattle area, in Western Washington.
Oh.
The University of Washington did a big study and published a big article, which my wife and I read together. Mm-hmm. It's a true story.
With the crows?
According to experiments, with the crows on our shoulder reading over it with their little crow glasses.
Yeah.
Because they need readers. Crows will hold grudges against individual humans who have tried to do them wrong for up to 17 years.
No.
Yeah.
They live 17 years?
Yeah. Oh, no, they live a long time. They know who their buddies are. They know who's against them. And no, they're super duper smart. Yeah, it's wild. The Holy Roman Empire was not dissolved until 1806, which means that there were three decades where both the Holy Roman Empire and the United States were both on the same planet.
Wow.
It's weird to me.
Mm-hmm.
There's a huge difference between a crevice and a crevasse. Make your own joke here. A crevice is a small crack. A crevasse is a huge crack. Again, make your own jokes. By the way, if you're suffering from an existential crisis, you can get some relief with Tylenol.
Uh-huh.
A study found that Tylenol will actually help people overcome the fear and anxiety that can come from deep philosophical issues.
That's interesting.
And not even the Tylenol PM, just regular.
Yeah, just regular.
Regular Tylenol. Some more you know before we go. Let's get out of here. Everybody have an amazing day. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me at Chet Buchanan, at CHETBUCHANAN. I haven't posted in a while. I've just been sharing a lot of show stuff. I've been really doing a lot.
Yeah, that's
just been
okay,
kind of living
dude.
Life, just chilling out, laying low a little bit.
Good for we'll
start,
you.
We'll start ramping it up.
Yeah, a little great.
Bit. Adrian, what do you got going?
You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio, plus new episodes of Unlikely available on YouTube and that free Odyssey app.
By the way, I've had more requests, Michaela, going back to me.
Go on.
I've had a lot of people asking for more pictures of the beard, which you guys are very funny. But, and remember how I told you, I don't think he's listening to us right now. Remember how I told you that my wife thinks that Adrian looks like a matinee idol?
Yeah.
From back in the day.
Uh-huh.
After we did the thing about the I'm not a mechanic, about changing tires and the Disney cruise. Go back. Oh, it's the reel's probably already gone.
No, it's on there. It was a hard post, I think.
Oh, good.
Uh-huh.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
There were a lot of people. Adrian does. He's so handsome.
Oh, he's so handsome with those stupid dimples.
He's so handsome.
He's cute.
So go check that out. Michaela Gordon, what are you up to?
At Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H. I think today I'm good, dude.
All right.
Nothing.
Well, then we'll all come back rested, ready to go. Have an amazing day. Go Rebels. The Lady Rebels playing Boise State at Cox Pavilion at 6:30 tonight. And other than that, I think we are clear. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. Have an amazing day.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.